people that are crazy when they're in hospitals.
Yeah,
man. And they're, like, given drugs, like, involuntarily and stuff. Well, if someone is, like, given drugs involuntarily, does it...
Drugs?
Yeah.
There was no drug given.
I mean, okay.
In the hospital, you mean, so there?
Yeah.
With Baba? With the mad?
No. Just like anywhere.
Yeah.
Does it like hurt those people?
No. Because that, if that helps them to be cured, it's helpful. Yeah. Why should it harm them spiritually?
Is it that drugs hurt spiritually?
No.
Only if they are prescribed by the doctor who knows the ailment, who knows the malady of that person. The muscle is helpful for the cure. There's no harm in taking that.
Well, when Baba said the drugs were harmful, he wasn't speaking about everything that comes in pharmacy. He was speaking about specific drugs that he spoke against.
Those hallucinogenic drugs, you see, that give you, that are harmful
but
for
you. What if someone gives, like, drops something in your cup or something, and you don't know, does it hurt you spiritually?
But if you don't know, then it's, well, if you don't get addicted, then it won't hurt you. If somebody drops, what is that? What are those pills? You know, pep pills or something like that. What do you call them?
Amphetamine.
Yeah, amphetamine or something like that. And you don't know anything about it, and you take it. It doesn't harm you spiritually or anything. It will harm you physically. But then, when you get the reaction of it, then keep away from such things. Don't get addicted to it. Otherwise, you like the taste and you'd like to have more of it and more of it, and you just find ways and means how somebody should drop something for you and a second time. That shouldn't be the thing. No, I'm not taking it. Somebody has dropped. I don't know what can I do for it. And because you like it, so you try to incite others to go, drop a little pill in my cup. No, you don't do that.
But Eric, it almost sounded there for a minute that, like you were saying that taking drugs is all right if you don't get addicted.
No, it's not that. You're not
good
to take it. Yeah.
Good.
No. No, but when she says that, suppose if somebody drops a pill in my cup and I take it. Unbeknown to me.
Yeah.
Is it harmful spiritually? I said, no. It might be harmful physically. But then that little pill of that might create a craving in you for having another bit of it. So don't try to find ways and means indirectly to get it again, you see. That's the addiction. Did somebody drop a pill in your cup or something?
No.
Now be very careful. Baba is very firm about it. There are many temptations like that, of drugs, of sex and other things. Now you all are Baba children. You have got great responsibility. You call yourself lovers of Baba, then you have got great responsibility. Do you realize? Just to speak the word of Baba and say that I love him, what a great responsibility it is. Very great responsibility. Let not the world point a finger at Baba because of you. That's the responsibility. We say, see how we throw out words. I'm a Baba lover. But do you realize the responsibility of being a Baba lover? That is the responsibility. That you have to live the life of a lover of the Lord. So that we don't give any opportunity to anybody in the world to point a finger and look at this Baba lover. See how they are there.